Likutei Moran. We're in the second Likut. Base. Okay. So last week we spoke about the Kli Zayin that's going to bring Mashiach, which is Tefillah. So now he explains this. V'zeh HaKli, this Kli, which is our Tefillah. Right? We explained the Arizal says that the Tefillah, the Kavanah, that the person... He made the Kavanah so the person would daven, and that yearning for Mashiach brings on Mashiach. So this Kli Zayin, Tzarech Lekabel Ayadei Bechinas Yosef. This Kli Zayin, we get through this concept called Yosef. So what is this concept called Yosef? So he's going to tell us, Hainu Shmiras Abris, the guarding of Abris. Now what's Abris? So the Bris, you have at least two Brises, the simple Bris. We have the Bris of the Mokom Mila, the place where we get circumcised, that's a bris, right? So we have to guard that place from improper connections, right? And then there's the bris that's associated with our hearts, right? We see in Chumash, the Kodesh Baruch Hu malet levavchem, he will do mila to your heart, that's done through Torah. So when a person removes from him the desires of his heart and connects to his creator, he has a yearning for his creator. And then there's a bris haloshen. There's the bris of a person's speech. Because in a person's speech, just as a person connects with his lower bris, a person connects with his upper bris, with his bris of speech. So those are the places where it is considered the concept of Yosef. Yosef is the one who we see from Chazal, we see from Chumash, he's the one who shomer abris. He always is in a place where he has to disconnect, or he has to connect properly with Potiphar, the Ashes Potiphar, the woman who wants to seduce him, right? We see with his Dibarah, he spoke bad about his brothers, right? That which just caused him to go to Mitzrayim because that wasn't proper Shmiras Abris. So I have to fix that. We see in the what's it called? When he was in the Bor, in prison. Yeah? So there also, Yosef was expressing God's will through the Perush of the Chalomot, the Perush of the dreams of the Egyptian prison, the Sarah Mashkin, the Sarah Ofim, right? And we see that wherever Yosef was, right, he had chayin, which we spoke about the previous mama of Likutei Moran. He had chayin. Chayin is the chibu of chokhma, of Torah, right, with the nun, which is the malchus, right? That connection of upper and lower worlds, right, that's what's needed in the Shmiras Abris. Now, we say that Yosef represents this concept called Tefillah. So now let's try and understand that. Why Shmiras Abris is against Tefillah? Why we need that in order to have that? Tefillah has koach, Tefillah has strength.
What's the question we're asking?
First, he's bringing a pasuk, right? K'mush katuv, chago chobecha ayarech. Your chobecha, your sword, remember we said last week, the cherev. You have the cher v'charbi b'kashti. With charbi is my tefillah, b'kashti is my bakashot. So the charbech, that which is against tefillah, is al yerech, next to your yerech, next to your loins. The loins is the place of your mokum, of your bris, the place of your bris mila, right? For k'mo shekatu, like it says, mipri bitnecha ashit lekiselach, says, from the fruit of a person, I will place to cover you. What does that mean? Zeh b'chinat Mashiach, b'chinat tefillah. Im yishmeru, that's mipri bet necha. Im yishmeru banecha briti, that's mipri bet necha. If they will guard my bris, haynu ayadei b'chinas Yosef, ashit l'kiselach, I will bring upon you this kise of malchus, I think it means to you, i.e. that's Mashiach, right? So he's whispering apostle, right? You still don't understand why Shmiras Abris is associated with Tefillah. We've just been told that. Now, Now he goes and explains. Yosef, Shoshamaita Bris, Yosef who guarded his Bris, right, in those situations that I told you, Natarata Bechorah, he took the Bechorah from who? From Reuven, right? Shehi Bechines Avodas Atfila. The Bechorah is Avodas Atfila. How do you know the Bechorah is Avodas Atfila? Because the Bechor was the person who would work in the Beis HaMikdash, right? That was Esau. When Esau was the Bechorah, what was it? He had the Avodas Beis HaMikdash, right? The avod is basically English, the avod of the tefillah. So he took the bechor from Reuven. Bechines pishtaim. That's the concept of twice. That's bechor. Ki atfila hu shtei pishtaim. A bechor, the halacha is a bechor, the firstborn. If you have a nachala, if you have an inheritance, a bechor takes twice the inheritance. Shnaim sheyesh behem shnaim. Why is tefillah considered pishtaim? It's considered the double inheritance. Shiesh behem shivcho shomakum. This praise, number one, praise of Kodesh Baruch Hu, u'sheilat tzrachav, and asking for his needs. That's the doubling, right? Why is that a doubling? Double usually means when you see when you double something, kefil, like Marat Machpelah explained that once. Double means you take this and you give the same thing twice, right? You're doubling the portion, right? You're doubling something. So somehow, the concept of bakashat srochav, the asking for a person's needs, and the shivcho shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, praising Kodesh Baruch Hu, is one and the same thing. Why is that? Because when a person gets an understanding that his needs come from a Kodesh Baruch Hu and he's dependent on him, that's the biggest shevach to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The biggest shevach to Kodesh Baruch Hu is that we're nizon from him, we're muchna, where we have achnatim, where we realize that all our essence, all our nourishment, all our existence comes from him. That's the concept of tefillah. So when a person realizes that, that's the shevach of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what's a double portion. It's really the same thing. Okay. So he says, "Vahu bechinat cherev pifiot biyadam." This is a concept that it says in Gemara, right? That cherev pifiot biyadam. He has a cherev, a sword of two sides in his hand, right? That's a tefillah, a double-sided sword. I bakashat tzrochav and sheva shalach Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Bechinat pishtaim. The concept of pishtaim. Vinital miruven. It was taken from Reuven, like I said, who is the bechor. Ayadei shechila litzui avi. What he did. When Rachel died, it was Nifta, so he took, right, Yaakov went to the Pilegish, right, to Bila, right, and he took Yaakov's bed and put it by Leah, and that was considered, that was, he was told off of that, Yudah, Pachas Kamayim, right, that was done very, very, you know, in a non-thinking way. So he's taken from him Malchus, right? And this Malchus is represented in Tefillah. Ki talui b'shmiras bris. This was not considered shmiras bris because he disconnected Yaakov from the person, the wife he was. So this is connected, a disconnect of a proper connection is a violation of shmiras bris. All shmiras bris is disconnect or improper connection. It's the same thing. So I made a mistake. It's not Yehuda, it's Reuven. This is Reuven. So in this week's parasha, parasha's Vayishlach, right? We see that Yaakov comes with Esav and he tells him, Vayhili shov chamo. I have an ox and a donkey. Right? Chazal say shov is keneged Yosef. Ken, Ale Shor, right? And Chamor is connected to Yisachar. She's Chamor Garim. So the fight, Yaakov tells Esav, I can fight you in two ways. I have Yosef, and we see that Yosef is Shmir Sabris, which is Tefillah, and I have Yisachar. Yisachar, Shmor Garim, right? Who he puts his, Yisachar represents Torah. So we have two things, says Yaakov. I have two full expressions of tefillah and Torah, and that's what he's coming to fight Esav. The Ra is fought with these two things. We are told, right, it's brought down as from, there's two Mashiachs. There's a Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef is that, the Arizal was Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef is the one who brings on Mashiach ben David. Right? Yosef is the one who brings the thing on. Tefillah, right? Bechalbi bekashti, right? Tefillah, for tefillah you have to have kavana. Kavana means aim. Right? So, aim means that the direction that you're going with your tefillah is a proper direction. Tefillah, what does it do to a person? When we realize that our sustenance comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it directs our thinking towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It makes us realize that we are completely dependent on Him, and He's the creator of the world. He's the Melech, Malchei HaMelechim. You're Omid Lifnei HaMelech, you're Tefillah Shmona Esrei. You're standing in front of the Melech, you're Mekabel Malchus Shamayim, and you create Shema, right? It gives us a direction. That's why tefillah requires kavana. It requires direction. Tefillah without kavana is not a tefillah. Tefillah without the proper direction, lifnei hamelech, Reb Chaim, there's a part of the tefillah. This part of the tefillah of omid lifnei hamelech, standing from the king, is ma'akiv and all the tefillah, all the Shemona Esrei. There's kavana and there's omid lifnei hamelech. You first have to stand in front of the king and then direct your prayers towards him. So tefillah is that which gives us a proper kavana. Why is that associated with Shmiras HaBris? Shmiras HaBris is all aspects of man that are speaking about connection. When a person is Shomer HaBris, it means he's connecting properly to the world. Not Shomer HaBris, when you're not Shomer HaBris, it means that your connections are improper connections. Shazal, you know what Shazal is? Shazal is when your person has issues. A person has an issue. That means his potency gets wasted. He's not connecting to the world improperly. All ra, all evil in the world comes from disconnection. All evil, like you said that, all evil is using a vessel is ra'ua, ra is ra'ua, is broken. When a vessel is broken, it is non-functional. Means any, when a person is non-functional in his expression, means he's not expressing himself in the proper way, he's ra'ua, he's broken, he's ra, that's ra. That's why a chet, loshon of chitui, missing. You're missing in where you're going. So Shmiras HaBris is definitely connected to tefillah. Because tefillah is when we connect our mouths and our minds and our hearts. Those are the places of our bris. To Kodesh Baruch Hu in a proper way. And that's Bechinas Yosef. And we see that Yosef, he's in Parshas Vayeshev, which is just before Hanukkah, and Hanukkah is very much the Gilui of Yosef, right? That Yosef, like Rashi says in Parshas Vayeshev, Yosef is the Lahav, Yaakov is the spark, Yosef is the flame that burns Kol Alufei Esau, all the Kash, all the stubs of Esav. Yosef is that koach that burns the ra of Esav. Because Yosef is that which gives us the proper head, the proper thinking, the proper kivul in life, the proper way to go. So that's why Yosef brings on Mashiach ben David. Because Yosef brings us back to a proper thinking. And then when we're in that thinking, then we're ready to receive the world to be completely connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yosef's the one that reconnects us. And when we're reconnected, then we're ready for the complete gilui, complete revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, when the world completely connects to its creator. That's Mashiach ben David. You understand? So that's why Shmiras HaBris is so much associated with Yosef. Now it says, in Gimel, Umi shezachah lecherev hazeh, a person who has, is zoche to this cherev, this tefillah, this level of tefillah, tzarech ledai, he should know, eich lilchom im cherev, how to fight with this sword. Who are we fighting? The ra, the yitzahara. Shelo yate ota liyamin u'lesmol, you shouldn't put it too much to the right side and too much to the left side. What does that mean? Too much to the right side, too much to the left side. Shekolea eta sa'ara velo yechti. It should be aim at the thin line of hair and not miss it. That means your tefillah, like I said, tefillah requires aim. It requires kavana. It shouldn't be too much to the right, too much a concept of chesed, too much to the left, too much of din. Tefillah has to be in the middle. Why does tefillah have to be in the middle? What's tefillah called? Tefillah is called rachamim. Rachamim is a shiluv, is a combination of din and chesed. That combination din and chesed, what is it? That's Yaakov Avinu. So tefillah, huh?
Emes,
yeah. That's a shiluv. Emes is when you have all truth. Sheker is, what is sheker? Sheker ein lo raglayim. Gemara says sheker, lie, doesn't have legs. Emes, all the letters in Emes, it has two legs. They're firm on the ground. The Aleph, the Mem, and the Taf. They're firmly on the ground. Sheker doesn't have one regal. So it can fall, but it has a regal. The difference between Emes and Sheker is, Sheker has a little bit of Emes. There's a little bit of Emes there, but it's extenuated. It's brought in the wrong place. Or it's put in the wrong place. Emes has a proper mishkal. It's Emes is when everything's put in the proper place. That's why a proper balance. That's what beauty is. Beauty is the synthesis of opposites in a proper balance. That's beauty. That's Yaakov. That's Emes. Right? So the shiluv, the combination of chesed and din in a proper way, that's Yaakov. And that's tefillah. Tefillah is that our aim, our connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is proper. Not too much chesed, not too much din. Each person has to be mechavin himself to bring himself with all his kochot into a proper aim, a proper connection, given his strengths with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Bechinas Yaakov. V'zeh i'efshah eli al-dei Bechinas Mishpat. What's Mishpat? Mishpat is the Bechin of Yaakov. Mishpat is a shiluv. What's Mishpat? We normally translate Mishpat as judgment. It's not true. Mishpat, Jewish Mishpat, is not justice. Mishpat is, the Gemara says, Mishpat is, so it says, why was the second base of Hamikdash destroyed? The Gemara in Bava Metzia, because they went according to Torah. So he said, what do you expect them to go? The laws of the non-Jews? They went in Torah. He said, no, they went according to Torah, but they didn't go lifnim mishuras adin. Mishpat isn't justice. Mishpat is bringing shalom to the world, shleimus to the world. Right?
Why does he get
that? So, rachmim, and that's what court system is. The court system is not to say who's right and who's wrong. Not to bring justice to the world. The person, when two people come to litigation, the purpose is to bring peace between them. So it's better to make a pshara. It's better to make some sort of agreement with them than to judge them. To bring them to come to their own understanding of each other and to bring them to shalom. Right? If you can't bring them to shalom, so you pass them. Right? But that's bidyevid. You want to bring them to shalom. The purpose is to bring them to shalom. Or while after you've passed, then you try and make peace with them. You try and make, you know, that they come to peace. Rachamim is a shiluv. Rachamim is like this. You don't have rachamim. You have rachamim on a person who has potency, has potential to reach to a certain place. So you're merciful over him. So it means, the person did an avera, you don't give him, you don't judge him straight away. You give him time. And then, because you can see, he has the potency to change himself. That's mishpat, right? Ki mishpat hu amuda dem tziuta. Mishpat is the middle standing form. That's Yaakov. Hainu shukoleya im kli zeino. He hits with his aim, with his sword. El mokum hatzarich, in the proper place. Veino matale yamin velo lishon. Doesn't go too right way, too left, not towards chesed, not towards din. El emsa, the middle place, tiferes. Vezeh bechines yikalkel dvarav mishpat. The person sustains himself with mishpat. Ubishvil zeh kibel Yosef et abachor dafka miYaakov. He received this double portion of tefillah from Yaakov. The bechin of tefillah, Chobi Bekashti, he received that from Yaakov. Because you need mishpat, is tefillah. Tefillah is also called rachamim. Tefillah is invoking rachamim. Mercy. Not chesed, mercy. Kamo shekatuv, ani netati lecha, right? Ani, This is Yaakov Vinu Davka gave, right? Anina Tatak Hashem Acher. He gave him an extra portion over his brothers. Shu Bechinas Mishpat. That's the concept of Mishpat. So this Bechina of Yaakov, which is Tiferes, is associated with Yosef. That's why Yosef's face, right, his klest upon him, was Domele Yaakov. Because Yosef is the expression of Yaakov in the world. Yaakov is the spark, Yosef is the flame. It's the flame to express this proper attitude to life. That's why you go back to America, you have a job. But where's your head? You're involved in the world. You have to be in the world. We took that bracha from Esau. You have to be involved in the world. But where's your head? You're using it to bring it all back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You give tzedakah, you learn, you teach, you mashpia on the world, right? You're Kiddush Hashem. That's all. The Kiddush Hashem is the beauty. The world has that beauty. V'zeh ki chok l'Yisrael hu. This is a chok to the Jewish people, a statute. Bechinas bris, this bris. Right? This bris is the proper expression, the proper kivun, the proper direction, right? That's what we were saying before. Chok b'sheiro sham. He put a chok. Mishpat l'elokei Yaakov. The mishpat is to Yaakov. Hainu. Shetzarki Yosef l'kabel zot ha-cherev b'chinat mishpat. He gets this b'chinat cherev from Yaakov. Kedei she'chalkel dvarav b'mishpat. That his whole world will be sustained through this mishpat. V'ze mishpatecha l'melech tein. That you give this mishpat to the king. Either the malchus that Yosef brings to the world. Shemashiach l'kabel b'chinat mishpat. He brings this b'chinat of Yehuda, this beginning of Mashiach ben David, through this mishpat that he brings to the world, through this proper balance that Yosef brings to the world. How does he burn Esav? How do you burn Esav? What's the fighting of Esav? Esav really comes from Yavon. The beginning of Esav really comes from. How do we fight Yavon?
Yosef.
Yosef fights Yavon. How? So the Chasam Sofer, we'll learn this more about Hanukkah. The Chasam Sofer says, Yavan represents the world, Chitzonius Torah, the external understanding of the world. When we show Yavan, we show the world that all this external understanding has pnimius, is connected to the spiritual world. That's how we burn the Kash of Esav. We burn the Kash of Esav by showing that all what you're saying, Esav, that the world is a world in of itself, to indulge in the world, to enjoy the world, for the world itself. No, that's a fallacy. All this indulgement, all this understanding, all this good in the world is to bring it all for us to enjoy, to bring it back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's how we burn the Kash of Esav. Esav is just Kash. As soon as you connect the world to the spiritual world, all the Kash in the world falls off. It all gets burnt. Has no kiyum. That's Bechinas Yosef.